bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 24th of May, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Get ready for the new Surface from Microsoft. And yes, that's what it's called, the new Surface Pro. Guess they decided Surface Pro 5, they want to go that route. Now, the new Surface Pro, they're promising, will deliver up to 13 and a half hours of battery life. Not too bad on a single charge. Particularly when you take into effect iPad Pros, yeah, that's only 10. Or at least that's as advertised. Underneath the hood, you're going to get a Core M3 and i5 or i7, depending on what model you want. You can also get up to 1 terabyte of solid state glory and up to 16 gigabytes of RAM for your choosing. Not too bad specs, considering this is a tablet, quote-unquote. But that doesn't matter. How much does it cost? Well, it starts at $799. Yeah, not cheap. If you want to get your hands on one, best be in the United States. Pre-orders start today. Microsoft is yet to say when other territories will be able to take advantage of pre-order. Well, Facebook, you know, not the media company, getting involved in so much video, particularly live video. Of course, with live video goes a lot of trash talking, particularly when it comes to sports. However, now Facebook wants to give you the option of talking trash in private. Yeah, you don't have to be in the midst of a big old long conversation thread no more. That's where you can chat with other people in a separate space while that live feed just keeps rolling on. Now, be forewarned, Facebook, yep, still testing this thing. Only a few people out there right now can actually test it. You could be one of them. It is a select few. However, though, look forward to push out live to everyone in time for summer. In the meantime, can we all just get along and tone down the trash talk? Yeah, I didn't think so. Snapchat has introduced custom stories now. Ooh. This apparently is a new form of story designed to make sharing around big events much easier for you. Anything easier on Snapchat would be nice, because I still haven't really figured it out. Guess I'm old, as they say. With the new feature, you'll be able to create global and geofenced stories with friends if you're choosing. So, only those close friends, yeah. To set this thing up for yourself, they say it's very easy. Just tap the new Create Story icon. That's in the top right corner of the story screen. Then give your story a name, and then invite your friends, and off you go. In the meantime, we'll wait for Instagram to see how long it takes them to catch up to this one. Probably by tomorrow. And finally, you remember the 1980 movie RoboCop? Come on. Well, the 1980s have arrived, at least in Dubai. Yes, that's right. A robotic police officer is starting to make its debut on the streets of Dubai starting, well, as we speak. This robotic cop will be greeting visitors to the Gulf Information Security and Expo Conference. However, though, that's just its trial run. After that, it will be hitting the streets of Dubai. It'll be easy for the robot, too. It has wheels, and like us, we have to walk everywhere this sucker can just roll. Unfortunately, right now, I guess this thing's still kind of in beta. It can't really deter serious crimes as of the moment. It can only handle small tasks, whatever those tasks may be. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website. Get on over there. Get subscribed to our shows. Check out our blog and a review section, too. It's all waiting for you there. Give us a like on our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And hang out with us in our BTN community. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that happens until then. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Wednesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.